With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump calling for all NATO countries to stop buying Russian oil.
President Donald Trump says on his social media site that he believes the Russian-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50% to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. Trump says that NATO's commitment to winning the war, quote, has been far less than 100%, end quote, and that the purchase of Russian oil by some members of the alliance is shocking. NATO member Turkey has been the third largest buyer of Russian oil since 2023, according to the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. Hungary and Slovakia also buy oil from Russia. I'm Donna Water.
All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve this week. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Fed will hold a two-day meeting starting on Tuesday, followed by an interest rate announcement on Wednesday. Many economists anticipate a rate cut. But the central bank faces challenges from presidential pressure to the latest economic reports. Inflation rose last month as August posted its biggest consumer price increase since January. And the job market has weakened with a sharp decline in hiring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says investigators not yet ready to discuss a motive in the murder of Charlie Kirk, but the 22-year-old suspect leaned to the left. Cox says Sunday that information comes from interviews with suspect Tyler Robinson's family and friends. Governor says Robinson is being totally, not at all, cooperative while in custody. Cox also confirmed reports Robinson was in a relationship with a roommate, but the roommate knew nothing of the attack. This is SRN News. More bad news on the U.S. fertility rate.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are currently about 54 live births per every 1,000 women of childbearing age in this country. That's the lowest it's been in 90 years, back during the Great Depression. A Gallup poll finds most Americans want to have kids but are not going to do so. The report adds, quote, economic concerns like the cost associated with raising a child continue to be a factor. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Americans become less religious, a growing number of people are turning to pagan practices to find their assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology. A May 2025 Pew Research poll found one-third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes. In a new study published in the sociology journal Social Currents, researchers say most were women and young adults. This is SRN News. It is a topic that continues to stir emotions far and wide. The new poll takes a look at Americans' views on poverty and homelessness. We have more on that story now from correspondent Jennifer King.
A majority of U.S. adults, about 6 in 10, think individual choices are a major driver of why people remain in poverty. About 43% favor the removal of homeless encampments in U.S. cities versus about 25% who are opposed. That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Fewer than half of Americans polled say unfair systems are a major factor contributing to poverty. 80% say that homelessness has increased, and they are right. According to federal data, homelessness went up by 18% last year. Just over half of those polled think the government spends too little on those in need. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at srnnews.com.